Steve.
Behold, my latest invention.
Oh, that's nice. Now get it out of here.
Wait. Don't you at least want to know what it is?
No, get rid of it, then send me a brochure.
Oh, you. Now feast your eyes on the future of a living room relaxation. Now you've heard of the lazy boy. This is the slug boy.
Steve, please. I've had a hard day. I'm in no mood for this nonsense.
Well, then put your tushy in this cushy.
Hey, it is kind of comfy.
Comfy's nice, but convenience is what we're aiming for.
Convenience?
That's right. Carl, you are literally sitting in your very own concession stand.
You don't say.
Located conveniently along the left armrest is your very own handy-dandy popcorn dispenser.
It's empty.
Oh, sure, ma'am. But observe.
Steve, this chair is getting warmer.
That means it's working.
Wow! Buttery, too.
And melted by the heat of your very own body.
How appetizing. Steve, I'm getting thirsty. This chair have anything to drink?
Cola, root beer, lemonade, iced tea, and the buttermilk.
Iced tea.
Oh, excellent choice.
Tangy. Steve, you know, I gotta hand it to you. The slug boy is a winner.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, you know, Steve, the chair is getting warmer.
Supposed to.
Steve, now it's vibrating.
Supposed to.
Now it's smoking.
Not supposed to. Was hurt.
Not yet.
Everybody. Sorry I'm late, but I had to meet Max at the library so we could study.
Squid pot pies. And for some reason, there's a lot left over. Want one?
I'm kind of tired, Steve, so I think I'm just gonna go upstairs and take a long hot shower.
Wait, Laura. A letter came for you today.
From Harvard?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's the big deal? It's just a letter.
Hey, Rich, it's a very important letter. Laura finds out if she's been accepted to Harvard University.
Oh, my God.
I've been waiting for this letter for months, and now that it's here, I'm afraid to open it. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to read this in private.
We understand perfectly.
I got accepted.
couldn't catch the ball if your hands were covered with super glue.
Oh, yeah? Well, your mama can't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
All right. Look, the score is 9-8.
And for those of you who are mathematically challenged, that means we're winning by one basket. Come on.
Let's do this. Come on. All right, tie game, Spider.
Not for long.
Yeah, all right. Hey.
Come on, let's go.
Hey, the name's Waldo. Doofus is my cousin.
Man, Waldo, how could you trip like that?
It's called losing your balance, duh. Hey, are you guys mad at me just because I tripped?
Waldo. Look, you're too uncoordinated. You fall down, you can't dribble, you can't pass, and you haven't made a basket ever since I've known you.
So what's your point?
The point is, we take these games seriously. Look, if you don't get a lot better, you can't play with us anymore.
Too.
Hey, grab a seat.
Thanks for seeing me during your lunch hour.
Hey, no problem. Want my pickle?
Oh, no, thank you. I just scarfed out a corn dog.
So what can I do for you, Carl?
Well, Bill, my daughter has been accepted to Harvard University.
Laura?
Mm-hmm.
That little girl that used to sit on my desk while I made her out a pretend check for $1 million?
That's right. Now I need a real one.
So how much are you looking to borrow, Carl?
Actually, I need $20,000 a year for the next 4 years.
Well, you've always been a good credit risk. Let's see what we can do. Okay, 2 years ago, you took out a second on your home.
Oh, that was for Eddie's tuition.
And you still have your mortgage.
That pesky little thing.
You got a good credit line, some savings, but not enough collateral.
Well, how about if I put up Harriet?
Hey, I'm sorry, Carl. Look, I may be able to talk the bank into loaning you a couple of thousand.
Well, gee, Phil, that's not nearly enough.
What about financial aid from the university?
Well, Phil, we checked into that. The irony here is that we make too much money to qualify for financial aid.
Yeah, and you don't make enough for this bank loan.
I don't believe this.
I'm really sorry, Carl. I wish there was something I could do.
My daughter's been accepted to one of the finest schools in this country. Now I have to tell her that she won't be able to go.
Hey, Steve. How about a little music to munch by?
Oh, keen idea. I'll put on my favorite radio station.
Now that's an ulcer waiting to happen. Come on in, it's open.
No, it's not, it's closed.
I meant it's unlocked.
Oh, cool.
Hey, what's that noise?
I don't hear anything.
Waldo, are you wearing tap shoes?
Yeah, they come in real handy when you're taking tap dancing lessons.
You're taking tap dancing lessons?
Try to keep up.
Why?
So we all know what we're talking about.
He meant, why are you taking tap dancing lessons?
Well, what?
Why are you taking tap dancing lessons?
Chill, bub. I'm taking tap dancing lessons because of the advice I got from my Aunt Belvita.
You know, Waldo, I've had the pleasure of meeting most of your family. Your sister's Quesadilla and Noxima. Your cousin's Doofus and Baba Laba Ding Dong. But I don't believe I've ever had the pleasure of meeting your Aunt Velveeta.
She's married to my Uncle Jalapeno. They have twin boys, Nacho and Gary.
Gary?
Yeah, there's something odd about him. Anyway, my Aunt Velveeta says that tap dancing develops physical dexterity and agility.
Oh, I've heard that.
And you guys said I need to get a lot more coordinated if I'm gonna play basketball with you. Well, now I am.
You are?
Yeah, I've taken a lesson every day for the last 2 weeks, and my teacher says I show promise. Wanna see?
2 weeks? Sure, Waldo. Let her rip.
Yeah, strike your stuff.
Really, I messed up a little on my double pickups.
Double pickups? You learned all that in 2 weeks?
Nah, I took a day off to observe Gregory Hines' birthday.
Come on, guys. We got a b-ball game in 10 minutes.
That's right. We've got a rematch with the spider, and it's gonna be a tough game.
Well, guys, don't worry. This time, you're playing with Twinkle Toes Faldo.
You got rhythm, everything you got. Give me the thing, give me the thing.
Richie, what are you watching?
It's some elephant show.
Well, why do you look so confused?
Well, they shot this elephant with the tranquilizer, then painted a great big number on his side and put a transmitter in his ear. And then they returned him to the herd to live the life of a normal elephant.
Yep. The other elephants are gonna suspect he's been somewhere. Hi, honey.
Hey, Harry.
Carl, you okay?
Oh, yeah. Tough day at work today, that's all. How you doing, Richie?
Fine, Uncle Carl.
Rich, have you made up your bed yet?
Yep. But if you want to talk to Aunt Harriet alone, I can always go make it again.
Thanks, Rich. Smart kid.
Carl, what's the matter?
I went to see Phil Hallenbeck today, Harriet. And the bank is not going to give us the loan for Laura's tuition.
Oh, no, Carl.
I've been depressed about it all afternoon. Even when I got back to work, the captain announced that our division had the highest arrest record in the city. And instead of celebrating with the rest of the guys, I just sat there feeling like a failure.
Carl, this isn't your fault.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Harry. My head says that it isn't, but my heart says that it is. How am I gonna break this to Laura?
It isn't gonna be easy.
This'll devastate her.
Yeah. She's wanted to go to Harvard ever since she was 10 years old.
You know, I've always encouraged Laura to strive for the best. And when she's achieved it, I can't afford it.
Been crying.
Yeah, I got a little emotional. That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
Well, what is it, honey?
I don't want to go to Harvard.
What?
Why not?
Well, that's too far away from the people I care about.
Your friends?
Yeah, but most of all, you guys.
Sweetheart, what brought this on?
I've just been thinking, and I realized that in my entire life, I've never been away from home for more than 3 days. And I just don't think I'm ready to move so far away from home for so long.
Honey, are you sure?
Yeah. But you know, there's great schools right here in Chicago. So I figure if I study hard and, you know, get good grades, in 4 years, I might feel a little bit better about being out on my own. So then maybe I'll go to Harvard Law School.
But, honey, going to Harvard meant the world to you.
Yeah, it did. But then I realized my world is right here. I love you, Dad.
Okay. The first thing you have to learn is tippity. Then there's tappity.
Tonight at 8, it's the beginning of the final new episodes of Enterprise. Archer and his male crew members are presented with a gift of 3 alluring slave girls who try to seduce all of them but trip on an all-new Star Trek Enterprise. Now, stay tuned for Family Matters, coming up next on UPN 27.
Okay, after you get that down, you move on to... skippity hoppity dippity boppity tippity tappity too.